we felt it was justified. We put it on the teapot like it was a Stanley Cup. So I brought a teapot in one day, and Tom and I thought it would be funny to, you know, just keep adding the story. So at a certain point, I started writing them down in my notebook. So then finally, when we brought the teapot in, we started wrapping it around, and eventually it was pretty much full.
You thought of having it shipped back down here?
Or yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm not really sure where it is. I know it's up there still, but you know, that's something we'll have to find out, see if we can get it down here.
Can you talk about the stories that qualify to get on the teapot?
Well, you guys saw our Hard Knocks, so I think that kind of gives you a little bit of a taste for what qualified. But there's a few good ones that I remember that I probably can't really talk about on the air or to the press. But
who had the final say?
Tom and I, basically. Billy would always say, yeah, that doesn't qualify. And then Tom and I would be like, it definitely qualifies. So definitely some good times, and it was pretty funny.
Did he get on there for the sideline one where him and Tom were on TV?
Oh, that was like the ultimate. Yeah, those were on there. But Tom was on there for that one too. So
that's when he knew he was a real red ass.
You were like a peacemaker in that.
Yeah, I figured I'd let it go for a little bit, let him fume, and then realized that, you know, we still had a game to win. I mean, it was the fourth quarter, and it was a tight game. And I said, all right, let's, you know, I tried to just be a shield in between them. And I think Gotze got involved, and then I remember literally a minute later, they were like, all right, when we go back out, let's run this play. So, you know, the two heated, you know, passionate guys who wanted to win the game, and, you know, that's what both those guys are all about.
So has he had his share of teapot quality moments here?
Not as much since he's the head coach. I think he's more level-headed, and but, you know, I think he's got to be, you know, more of the leader of the team. So he's definitely, like I said, you guys saw Hard Knocks. You can see the language, but I can't really remember one that probably would have qualified to get on the teapot.
Where have you seen him grow as a coach since those days to now?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, my time in New England, he was the offensive coordinator, so he was spending time just with us as the quarterbacks in the offense, and now as a head coach, he's overseeing everything. He's got such good knowledge of the entire game of football, not just the offense. So, you know, you see him going from, you know, meeting room to meeting room, talking to the defense, that kind of thing.
Does your time with them help you at all this week, you think?
Not really, because, you know, it's a different team. There's a few players that were there when I played, especially defensively. But for the most part, there's a lot of new guys there that I never had a chance to play against, practice against, et cetera. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, I got to study and I got to go out there and, you know, see how they're playing things. And really, you know, as much as I practice against them, you know, I was a scout team quarterback. I really wasn't remembering trying to, you know, scheme them up and remember going against them. So for me, I guess I'd say it's more like a normal week where I have to, you know, go watch the film and prepare.
Is this the most you realize this was kind of a unique opportunity for you, not only with Tom Brady, one of the best of all time, if not the best, but also with Coach O'Brien, who a lot of people recognize as this really sharp, innovative offensive mind?
You know, I remember when I was undrafted, my agent was like, I think you should go to New England. And I said, you're crazy, because they have Tom Brady. They had a guy who had been there for a few years, and then the year before they had drafted a guy in the third round. And he's like, no, I think they really like you, and if anything, it's a great opportunity to learn from, like you said, Tom Brady, Coach O'Brien, Bill Belichick. So I went in with that kind of mindset, like just soak it all up. You know, I don't know if I'm going to make the team, if I'm going to be on the practice squad, whatever it is, just soak it all up. And it ended up being, you know, probably the most valuable years of my NFL career, because I learned from a lot of great people there how to do it the right way, how to be a pro, and have tried to apply that, you know, everywhere else I've gone. Oh, it was great. I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was great to win, but it was tough. I mean, you always had to be on your toes. You always had to prepare like it was a game, even out of practice. And he definitely got the best out of his players. And like I said, you know, those were probably the most valuable years of my career, learning from, you know, not only him, but from Coach O'Brien and from Tom.
How emotional do you expect Sunday night to be for you, playing against a team where, you know, you got your start, you got your feet wet?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long. I really, you know, I think, if anything, getting to play on Sunday night, that's the part that I'm looking forward to. I've never, you know, I've done the Thursday night, I've done the Monday night. I haven't got a chance to play on Sunday night yet, so that'll be fun. And to be back at home, you know, wearing the red jerseys, I know that's a special thing here, so I'm excited.
Has it sunk in a little bit, how far you've come? Does it start to, you have these moments where you say, you know what, I remember where I started and where I am now?
Not really. I mean, when I was in Cleveland, a lot of people asked, do you realize how, you know, special it is to be playing for your home team? I think you realize it more after the fact. For me, I'm so focused this week on New England's defense, how they're going to try to play us, you know, the personnel groupings they're going to throw out there. You really don't have a lot of time to think about it. I think, you know, after the fact, maybe you look back and realize, you know, the situation that it was.